Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. The broadcasts and the daily bread are always a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all the good preaching of Jesus with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand strong through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Do you know how good God is? Do you know how good God is? Well, he woke me up today, and he started me on my way, and he saved my soul, and he made me whole. And when I die, I've got a home on high. That's how good God is. Do you know how good God is? Do you know how good God is? Well, he woke me up today, and he started me on my way, and he saved my soul, and he made me whole. And when I die, I've got a home on high. That's how good God is. Glory. Let us sing of the goodness of the Lord. Sing of the goodness of God. Let us tell of his mercies. Let us show forth the praise. Let us lift our voice. Let us glorify God. Let us praise the Lord. Come on in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Come on in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Come on in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For it is our calling, Lord, to glorify you in our bodies. Let it be so, Lord, to show forth the praise. Let it be so, Lord, to give you the glory. Let it be so, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I need you every hour. Thank you, Lord. So I was thinking about Sherry's testimony. So where was the babysitter when these guys were throwing rocks? Ain't that something? Actually, whack. Where's the babysitter? Praise the Lord. Probably had too many kids. And then, let them go play. And then she said, the one kid said the F word, but I guess it stopped everything, but they didn't march him off. But when she said it, I thought about that. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. All we like sheep have gone astray. All have sinned and come short of the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. But we're more likely to march our neighbor off than we are to turn ourselves in. Thank you, Lord. But it is our deliverance when we turn ourselves in. Hear my Lord. I've been throwing rocks. Oh, I've been slowful. I've been unfaithful. I just ain't been doing right. Can you help me, Lord? And of course, he can help us. If we can make that confession, he's helping us. Everybody understand that? Now, I heard Brother Simon preaching that he's a good preacher. He was a good preacher. And hallelujah. Of course, there were some things that were a little bit, for instance, we don't sin. Well, that's a good doctrine, but we have to prove it. And we have. See what I mean? Huh? It's a good doctrine, isn't it? Oh, you know, we're born of Christ. We don't sin. Well, the Bible doesn't say that. There's many instances. For instance, if your brother trespass against you, if your brother sin a sin, that doesn't say we don't sin. Now, we can get zealous, I know, but we'll have to prove this doctrine out about men not sinning. Huh? Seems like we proved it out, huh? Oh, but if we sin, the scriptures say we have an advocate with the Father. Someone who will speak on our behalf. Hallelujah. See, yeah, David, he's wretched, but look here. Let me plead for him. Hallelujah. I'll give to him my righteousness. Yeah, I'll take upon me his sins. And I'll pay for them. Y'all know that's the case? Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm dealing with be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah. Because we're apt to be weary in well doing. So that's why it is written. It's written so that we could overcome. It's power for us. If God tells us to do it, that's authority. Yeah, right. Yes, it is. Amen. Love one another. Obey them that have the rule over you. See? We can lie and say, well, I can't do that. God's word say we have authority to do it. Yeah. Follow peace with all men. It's the word of God with power. So don't deny the power by saying, well, you know, I like to sleep in. Well, who don't like to sleep in? I like to take the easy way, the path that, well, who doesn't? Come on. We can still be fervent. No? Well, let me give you my scripture. Okay. Hallelujah. Huh? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How about that? Be fervent in spirit. See? What is that? That's our authority. Oh, but we believe the other more than that, don't we? God said, be fervent in spirit. Be not slowful in business, but be fervent in spirit. I'm giving you the authority. Now, you all say, well, I don't want that authority. Is that what it is? Y'all know what fervent is? Hallelujah. Yeah, this is why I wrestle with be not weary in well-doing. Y'all act like you don't even know God. And God's supposed to be excited about that, and it's supposed to accept that. Well, you know, it's hot, so I guess this saint's not going to praise me today. And, you know, they didn't sleep well, and their toe hurt. Well, I guess it's all right. Y'all excused. Well, that's how we act, though. Well, what's going on with us that we don't give God the glory? Huh? Why don't we ask God if we don't know? Huh? Say, Lord, what is going on with me? All that you've done for me, all that you sacrificed, and I don't want to give you what's due you. What's going on with me? Ask him. Hallelujah. I have a letter here from Matthew Beresford. He's at a facility, correctional, in Otisville, New York. He listens on WWVA. They've got this feature called iHeart, I guess. And even though we don't pay them for the broadcast, iHeart, which we purchased and I think is ongoing, we can still hear the broadcast through iHeart on WWVA. That's how he hears. Thing is, we need to update it, though, because he keeps hearing repeats. So Brother Richard, with the help of Brother Mark, is going to help us get some new broadcasts for the iHeart. But he listens to them. Whatever plays, he listens. And he's still encouraged. And I'm encouraged that he's encouraged. Isn't that all right? Now, Brother Beresford, he's got lots of faith here. I'm going to listen. I'm going to read it. And you're going to say, my God. Dear Brother Pastor Rice. I like that, don't you? Hallelujah. Dear brother, friend God. How about that? He's not ashamed to call us brother. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Dear Brother Pastor Rice, thank you for your kind letter. Please continue to pray for me as we struggle and wait for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a glorious moment that will be. What a glorious moment that will be. Until then, I will compel myself to pray. Let us do likewise. Stop idle talk. Let us close my mouth to criticism and place a door against unnecessary words. You know, evil communication. Unruly tongue. Follow peace with all men and the holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:4. Though I am rather far, parenthesis two states away, WWVA booms into my little radio, a very powerful station, but they tend to replay the same program for weeks. Still, I tune in every night without fail. Also pray for you, Sister Rose, and all the saints at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. How wonderful, huh? Even though he's not here. What a testimony. Can we say that? Well, not all. Praise the Lord. When I believe you meet there for prayer. Yeah, that's when we meet for prayer. He says, when time allow, could you please bless me with the below literature items? True repentance. We need it, Lord. The heavenly birth and its earthly counterfeits. The Roman Catholic Church. May the Lord continue to protect and bless all the overcomers. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's not a denomination. No, that's the state of God's people. Overcomers. We are overcomers. We have the word, so we can overcome. The word says, be fervent in spirit. See? Oh, we're overcomers. So we need to shake ourselves this morning. What I'm getting is, well, that's enough, Pastor Wright. Sit down and be quiet. That's what I'm getting. But praise the Lord. I'm telling y'all the truth. Can't you do something? Please. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, bless you. Hello, Pastor Rice and brother and sister in Christ. This is from Brother Belcher, isn't it? He sends money. Well, he's folded this thing in such a way so that it maybe appears to be the Twin Towers collapse. How about that? Listen to this. Praise the Lord. I guess it's safe here among the Christians, huh? Well, thank you, Lord. He said, I can't send emails, but I can write a letter. My dad is wanting to take advantage of all the programs the Halfway House has to offer. And the main two he wants me to sign up for is dental insurance and Medicaid. But I can't do that because I already got the best health insurance there is. This is what he said. He said, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Christ is my healer, and that's all there is to it. So to prove that Jesus Christ is the only one who heals, Would you please send 3 anointed prayer cloths? One to me at the halfway house. My jawbone is crooked because it healed wrong after I broke it. Have 2 or 3 diseases, a demon or 2 bugging me. And I know Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit will heal me. The second one, please send it to my younger brother, Silas Belcher, who has a bad knee and takes a drug that has turned his hair gray. He's only 25 or 30, but he looks 55. And his daughter, who is only 4, has type 1 diabetes. Her name is Eden. And the last one, send it to my grandfather. Is that grandmother? She's 82. She just hurt her back while helping to take care of her sister, who broke both of her ankles and just had open heart surgery. But I look at all these things. I look at all these things so God can show my family his power. Isn't that a good way to look at it? And that's why these things have happened. I have no doubt that Jesus will heal them by simply touching the cloth. My address is okay? And my grandma's address, he gives that, and Silas's address. So we have to send these prayer cloths and believe God will heal. Pray that I get a job so I can give more offerings to the Lord. Here is $40. How about that? If you fold a $100 bill all the way to the $5 bill, you will see the trade towers collapse. All right. So, isn't that wonderful? That's some of the communication we get. Both of these are prisoners of type. Those, they're not in solitary confinement. Still, they are prisoners. They're restricted. They have limitations what they can do. They don't have complete freedom. All right? Only the ones in Christ have complete freedom. Hallelujah. So we need to learn how to be excited about complete freedom. Hallelujah. Now, complainers and murmurers, what they do is they think on the things that they don't have. Those that glorify God, they think on the things that they do have. And I would say the things that we do have far outweigh the things that we don't have. See? So we shouldn't murmur and complain this morning, but we should show forth the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You all know that that's the requirement. It's right out of the book. Yeah. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every me now, my Savior. I come to just as I am, without one plea, except thy blood was shed for me. And that thou biddest me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Do you know the Lord bids us come? Hallelujah. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our Maker. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and Bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. We're the sheep of His hand. We're the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. We're the sheep of His hand. We're the sheep of His hand. Hallelujah. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We have no confidence in the flesh. The arm of flesh will fail you. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ never fails. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Brother Kurt's going to let us hear the Belcher song that the sisters did. We haven't heard much of it. We want to hear a little bit of it since they went to all the trouble to do it. Huh? We want to hear. You know, Lord, don't let my heart be far from You. It might prompt us to say it. Prompt us to believe it. Lord, Lord, don't let my heart be far from You. Yeah, I want to sing. I want to shout. Yeah, I want to sing God's praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You want your lips? Let them move. We aren't all in agreement on that. Hallelujah. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord. Who stand by night. In the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord who stand by night. In the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Who stand by night in the house of the Lord? Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord and bless. Come bless the Lord. Stand by night. the house of the Lord. Lift up your head in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So, you know, we can go about this worship and prayer like we do about going through the sermon line. How is that? We don't wait on nobody. We don't. Well, if they don't want to get no fried chicken, I don't want none either. We don't do that. That's how we go about the worship, though. Ain't nobody else going to get up off of it. Neither am I. You know, they're going to be slowful. So am I. Hallelujah. I can't provoke y'all, though. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I don't want to be weary and well-doing. Huh? I need some help this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Help me, Jesus. Need you every hour. Hallelujah. It says in 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. What's the response? That ye should shew forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Brother Terry. It is a press, you know. Y'all are here, but you don't seem to want to help me. Oh, but the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I will boldly say the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Ongoing, ongoing. What's ongoing? Hallelujah. Intercession, intercession. It's ongoing. Hallelujah. I got it right here. Praise the Lord. But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So it's ongoing. Forgiveness. Ongoing. Mercy. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, the cleansing, the sanctification. Oh, it's ongoing. The redemption, the reconciliation. It's ongoing. Hallelujah. The life of Christ. Ongoing. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. It is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, out of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. And we're made unto God kings and priests, so we can reign and so we can intercede and make sacrifice. Huh? For who? Sinners. How about your neighbor? No? Hallelujah. For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who need not daily as those high priests offer up sacrifice, first for his own sin and then for the people's sin. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. So the sacrifice acceptable to God has been accepted, given, offered up, and accepted. So all he do is intercede. The offering's already been made. Hallelujah. He intercedes on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. And we're made kings and priests. I'm trying to tell you something. We are priests so that we can offer sacrifices. Hallelujah. Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Fleshly sacrifices are not acceptable to God. That's why we're having trouble this morning. Spiritual sacrifices, we have the wherewithal. Since we are priests, we have authority. We have commandment to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Not just the song, it's the word of God. So the sacrifice acceptable to God, it cost us. Huh? That means we can't be lackadaisical, lethargic, and lazy. Else we won't get it done. Nevertheless, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. So we are to intercede for one another. Since we are kings and priests, you know, if our brother sinned a sin, we need to help him. We need to intercede. It says it like this. We should ask God, give him life. Praise the Lord. Now, it's amazing how we agree to these things, and yet we don't agree. Because whenever there's a transgression, either real or perceived, we don't look to intercede. We look to whack them. Is that all right? Now, you know, they say things like, you know, if we were God's people, we would this. If we were God's people, well, we are God's people. And we do what we do, but doesn't change anything. Hallelujah. We're God's people because he said so. He purchased us. He said so. We belong to him. He said so. Said he'd save us. Praise the Lord. Gave us faith. So we believe that he's saving us. Is that all right? He's saving us from ourselves, though. Hallelujah. We're decreasing. He's increasing. We're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When he could have wiped everybody out, he paid the ultimate to save them. Now, this is Christianity. Well, we forget that when somehow, you know, they don't do right by me. We forget. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're called into the fellowship. Do you know that? I read in Genesis where God formed the man from the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. How about that? He placed him in the garden that he had planted. Y'all know God planted the garden. Put the man in it. He put the man in the garden to dress it and keep it. Then he said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a help meet for him. So he caused a deep sleep to fall upon him and performed an operation. Lo and behold, a woman. How about that? Now, this is typical, if you would just understand, of Jesus Christ and the church. The man and the woman. Marriage. It's typical of Jesus Christ and the church. How about parents and children? Absolutely. Don't you know that God is our Father? We are his children. Well, us and the children we have, typical of God and his children. All right? Now, God has done this, and we are without excuse. If we would regard the relationship between us and our children and match it up with our relationship between us and our Father, then we could do right. Otherwise, we won't do right. if we don't put God in the knowledge. God has children. Where are they? Well, we're his children. We're born of his spirit. Huh? Begotten by the word of truth. Absolutely. We're children of light. Because he's the father of lights. Hallelujah. And since he's our father, we do the work of our father. Those that are children of the devil do the works of their father. They are children of the devil, and they are children of the Lord. They're not brothers, though. You understand? No. So when somebody say, brother pastor, I feel that they're talking about in Christ, the fellowship that we have, which is above all the other relationships. Y'all know that? All of our earthly relationships are secondary to our relationship with the Savior. Oh, yeah. And all they do is to help us to relate to our relation to the Savior. That's why we have brothers. That's why the scriptures say if we love God, we love the brother. Because in our mind, we just love God to help with everybody else. Especially when they don't do what I want them to do or don't do like I like them to do. But the truth says, if we love God, this is what the truth says, then we love the brethren also. See what I'm saying? This is the love of God. See? That's what the word says. Well, we give lip service to that. But don't let somebody look at me cross-eyed. Then I forget that they like me are God's children. That they like me are God's anointed. Yeah. And I dare not put my hand on one of God's anointed. No, I better not do that. It'd be better for me. Now, that's all of us. We just like to look at ourselves as, you know, God's anointed. That's all of us. That's why we should love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Hallelujah. And serve one another by love. Now, we will have opportunity to perceive that someone's trespassed against us. Absolutely. Don't be surprised. Praise the Lord. It's God's plan. It's his purpose. I mean, he went through the same thing. And even now, he's going through the same thing. That's why it's called the sufferings of Christ. This Christ manifests in us, and so we have this. Hallelujah. But as we are become more and more renewed in the mind, we look at these opportunities as an opportunity to intercede and forgive. Yeah, we have opportunity, but usually we don't use it for what it's supposed to be used for. Yeah, I mean, we have power to forgive. Well, something's necessary for that, though. I mean, here we are with all this power. When am I going to get to use this power, God? We have opportunity. But then we think that we're being done wrong because we have the opportunity to use the power of God. Huh? Oh, let me prophesy. But how about forgive it? Well, let Pastor Rice do that. Well, he will. Hallelujah, he will. Thank you, Lord. Even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know your neighbor's forgiven, huh? All God requires of you is to agree with him. You're not going to keep them from forgiveness. No. Absolutely not. I don't care how bad you think it is. Oh, they did this to me. Well, the blood of Jesus. Huh? Absolutely. So all you need to do is agree with God. Say, yeah. They're forgiven. Praise the Lord. And it's written that we might know that our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Now, this goes over pretty good right now. But in the time of application, then the truth is told. Then we know where we stand. Huh? But in Christ, we can measure up. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Out in Oklahoma, there was an old couple we met. I can't remember their names. Well, we used to give them milk and such. And they came to worship with us a few times. The man wore overalls. What's their name? the wife wore breeches. Of course, we had trouble with the breeches. But the old man said, well, if my overalls aren't welcome here, then I'm not welcome here. How about that? What about that? That's the way some of us are, aren't we? Praise the Lord. We got standards, we got requirements, but lo and behold, how dare God have some kind of standard that he want us to, huh? They have them at Walmart, no shirt, no service. How dare God say I can't have long hair in here? How dare him say I can't wear my breeches? See? That's how we do. Yes, we do. And our little commandments, brother, don't break one of them. You will have hell to pay. Come on. You don't transgress my commandments. But God's command, well, you know. Well, you know, if my breeches ain't welcome here, neither am I. Come on. Well, our wretchedness is not welcome to God. No, no. He's going to do away with that. And he's going to get the treasure. Huh? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of ourselves. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, Marie came to me yesterday. She was upset. She didn't have to tell me that. I knew it when she showed up. You all ever been upset? Then we can have compassion in us. We'll see how you do. We are something, brother. Let me tell you. We act like, we treat folk like it doesn't pertain to us. We don't know what's going on. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. But I pray that by the grace of God, she's working through it and overcoming. Because what I told her, that this too is part of God's work. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I mean. Yeah, this too is part of God's work. And if God's working, let him work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ongoing. Thank you, Father. Let me see. It says here, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, you all know that's something that we toss around. We don't have to try. It's just in here. You know. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Now, as children, basically they're more susceptible to being guided, being taught, being instructed. That's just the truth. We shouldn't fail with that, because they are prone to, and they learn not only by what they hear, but what they see. You know, they know when they get their rewards, and they know when they get their punishments. They know when they get a good boy, attaboy, and they do know. Praise the Lord. But children, they are pliable, they are teachable. You can guide them. Mm-hmm. Catholics say, give us a child and we keep them till they're eight, they're ours. Well, that's just not so. Is it Bakia? Where's Bakia? Huh? The Muslims had her and she was steeped in that stuff, but God brought her out. Because they that belong to God belong to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Whosoever therefore, except ye be converted and become as little children, that's us, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, that's required, isn't it? As this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child, not just the prophet, but the brother and the sister, receiveth me. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, That's the brother and the sister, not just the prophet. It was better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned into the depths of the sea. Matthew 18:10 said, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. I'm reading it out of the book. Take heed that you despise not, that mean that you esteem them in the manner that you should. Don't despise them. Know that they're God's children. God's children by a great price. Absolutely. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Easy run when we consider that we're all God's children. It all runs together. I know if we separated it, it don't mean anything. You know, God loves me. Well, that means he loves Teresa too. How much does he love you? Well, he loves Teresa that much. Well, you know, Teresa does so-and-so. Well, he still loves Teresa. See? Or put whatever name you want to in there. Just understand that we that are called of God are called of God. We are his children. We shouldn't bite and devour one another. We should love one another and serve one another by love. Of course, to do that, we have to have the continual reconciliation going on. That's the other thing that's ongoing. Intercession, forgiveness, mercy, reconciliation. Y'all know that we've been reconciled to God? Well, which means that once we was estranged. That means not on friendly terms. That's what Brother David talked to me about. Some estrangement between him and the other brother David. Shouldn't be, though. Yeah, that they should make each other understand, hey, man, we be brethren. And what is this stuff between us? Get it out of the way. I mean, that's how we would do it if it was Jesus, wouldn't we? Or maybe if it was Jesus' beloved one or precious one. Well, it is. But, well, why do we want to remain estranged? Well, I'm not going to kiss his butt. That's not required. How about humbling yourself? How about that? Well, I'd rather kiss his butt. Maybe so. There we go. Now we have the answer. But there's no need for there be anything between us. Nothing between. And we have the power. Now, we don't have to say, well, you know, I'm high and mighty, so, you know, David have to understand that I'm the big cheese here. No. Become the greatest. And say, David, I want to be your friend, man. I'm your brother. What is this stuff between us? Away with it. Y'all, we don't have this power? Yes, we do. All right, Bekia's back with us. She's confirming this word. That's all of us. We nothing between brothers. No. Forgiveness ongoing. Thank you, Lord. That's our calling. Yeah, we have authority for that. For some of the things we do, we have no authority, but we have authority to make peace, to follow peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. And don't say you don't know how to do it. Just humble yourself. Y'all know humility. If there's some estrangement between you, try this. Humble yourself. Try that. See if that works. If that don't work, nothing's going to work. But that will work. Hallelujah. You humble yourself. You don't care about the blame. What you care about is a reconciliation. Praise the Lord. You do want to be reconciled to God, don't you? Well, you know what that means. Let me tell you, you can't be estranged from your brother and reconciled to God. He said, if you come to offer up a gift to me at the altar, he said, and you think your brother has ought against you, leave your gift at the altar, Go and be reconciled to your neighbor. Then come back and offer you again. No? Well, that's what we're talking about. So I want to see you, David's kissing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm speaking on behalf of the Lord. All right? Praise the Lord. Come on, David. You can do that. Huh? You're not too great. You can't kiss that. Come on. You ought to be glad that he let you do it. Huh? No? Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother David tell me, yeah, Pastor Rice, you know what? Got to be some fear of God here. Absolutely. God said so. Yeah, we ain't going to serve God. We're not going to honor God except we fear him. This is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments. All wisdom springs from the fear of God. Hallelujah. It'll help us treat our neighbor right. Because we say, lo and behold, child of God. Child of God. Hallelujah. We have faith for this. Absolutely. Otherwise, we wouldn't know. But we have a witness. Yeah. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Of course, sometimes the diplomatic process is hindered because, you know, they can't come to a peace agreement. Imagine that. That's fine with the world, but not among the saints. Huh? If you understand that we have been reconciled to God. Now, how did that happen? Somebody tell me. How did that happen? Yeah. And he humbled himself. Absolutely. So now you know what we're about. So no more estrangement, saints. I've got the scripture I'm going to read that said we should be reconciled. Okay? Hallelujah. I'm going to be done shortly. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. All right. The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How thank ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does not he leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seek that which, this is how God cares for all. Hallelujah. We can't let David fall through the cracks. God's not going to do that. No, he leaves the 90 and go find David. Come on back here. Praise the Lord. And so be if he find it. Verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. How about that? When we come back to God, huh? From my rebellion, huh? From my haughtiness, from my pride. He said, "Woo! I'm going to rejoice over this one." And the angels in heaven do rejoice over one sinner that repented. Even so, it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven that not one of these little ones should perish, not one. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, and we'll have to put that next to our we don't sin doctrine. See? Huh? I mean, you have to take the whole word. It sounds good. You know, once we're born of God, we don't sin. It sounds good, but it's not sound doctrine. It's just not sound doctrine. Yeah, because it says, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. This is how we try to do it. Should. You try to work it out between you and... Yeah, that's what it says. Hallelujah. You have to do it like that. And he said, well, they just think they're spiritual and go talk to the other person about it. You have to tell them. Hallelujah. And... if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, well, take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, Let him be unto thee as an heathen man and as a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, two, as touching any one thing, anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We hold to that promise right now. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. So reach out and touch him. If you have need, petition him. Say, help me, Lord. Henceforth, where henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Oh, help us to get there, Lord. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature, not he ought to be. He is a new creature. Hallelujah. So here we are. We are new creatures, not ought to be. We are new creatures in Christ. All things are become new, and all things are of God. Y'all want to hear the next line? Who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That means we were estranged. We were born like that. Absolutely, absolutely. Huh? We were aliens from the commonwealth of God. We were without God, without mercy. But now we have obtained mercy. Now are we the children of God. But it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. He reconciled us by himself or to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we're reconciled to God by Jesus Christ, and as members of the body of Christ, we work the same reconciliation by giving ourselves. Okay? Thank you, Lord, not by complaining about what somebody did to you. Let's not do that. Hallelujah. Let's boast in the authority to forgive them. That'd be all right. To wit that God was in Christ. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. What was he doing? Reconciling the world unto himself. How'd he do that? Not imputing their trespasses unto them. Not imputing their trespass. That's how he did it. Now, were we trespass? Absolutely. But he didn't impute them. So that's how these two Davids have to be reconciled. Or these three Davids or all and the Earls and the Jameses and not imputing their trespass. Everybody understand that? Well, we'll see how we do. Oh, thank you, Lord. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. See? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We're his representatives in this foreign land. Because this world is not our home. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it was, my servants would fight. We're not voting. Our kingdom is not of this world. Thank you, Lord. We are sojourners. Strangers and pilgrims, foreigners, looking for a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Our kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. Absolutely. Y'all don't want to get excited, huh? Praise the Lord. Well, it's true anyway. Hallelujah. Hey, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's walk worthy of God who's called us to his kingdom and glory. The God of all grace, who's called us to glory and virtue, made us partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Get excited, David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I get excited about the fellowship. Yeah, I remember when I was a stranger. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I was walking around. I was eating and drinking, but far from God. Far from God. Far from God. So I know. You know, too. You were just called to remembrance. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Boy, I cried like a baby when he called me back. Huh? Yeah, I couldn't stop. What's wrong with it? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be into the fellowship, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, great day. Remember, you're born again now. And so that you can make reconciliation by giving yourself. Stop whining. Give God the glory. Don't charge God foolishly. Oh, you put me down here to forgive Angela. Absolutely. Absolutely. And do it with joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, I'm glorified in that. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I thank my God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Why? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we thank you, Lord. We're all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for our afflictions. Thank you, Lord, for the trial of our faith, so precious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our inheritance. Thank you, Lord, for being our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Come on, Dave, you can get happy about this. But what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs are bare. What a privilege to go to the prayer house, to carry everything to God in prayer. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend well known. More than likely, though, we'll try to work it out ourselves. You know that, don't you? God's not pleased with that. No, he's not. He's not pleased with that. Hallelujah. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message that we've heard of him, and declaring to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. What liberty. Hallelujah. If we say that we have fellowship with him and are estranged from the brethren, we do not the truth. Well, Pastor, try it again. Okay. I'll say it again. I'll say it another way. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we're not estranged from the brother. Try it again, Pastor Rice. Okay, let me try it again. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk in the light as he's in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But if we say we have no sin, we lie. We lie. Yeah, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just. Huh? Is there a sin concerning how we deal with our brother? Oh, yeah. We better be careful, else we'll sin that sin. Then we'll have to confess. He's righteous. He'll forgive us. We say, Lord, I'm not doing right by Kurt. I'm always thinking evil of him. I've got all these evil surmises. Everything Kurt does, I attribute it to malice and wickedness. Help me, Jesus. We could do it like that. We don't have to, but we can. Huh? Praise the Lord. Or we could say, well, rightfully so, because everything he does is wicked. Yeah, if we can do it like that, we won't please God. Hallelujah. Oh, they're tired of me, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. Thank you, Lord. And just to forgive us of our sin. We have to put that next to our doctrine that we don't sin. No, just put it right next to it. And let God be God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Here we are. Let's be cleansed. Let's be washed in the blood. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous. But for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit. And rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no confidence in the flesh. In the third chapter of Philippians, Paul talks about fellowship. Y'all want to hear? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Death is required for the resurrection. Death is required for the life. Except that corn falls, die, no life. So we're planted, buried with him in baptism, but risen to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Christ Jesus, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Know you not that Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, faithful by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, into the fellowship of his suffering. Hallelujah. Into the fellowship. Hallelujah. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's our authority. That ye all speak the same thing. And that there be no divisions among you. But that ye be perfectly joined together. In the same mind and in the same judgment. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Not only did he bring us out of darkness, he delivered us from the very power of darkness.
Hallelujah.
This is our authority. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't have power. Yeah, you do. Here you have. Now, who are you going to believe? Hallelujah. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. Power of darkness. And translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So we're kings and priests. We are kings in this kingdom of light. Now there's kings and priests over in the other kingdom. That kingdom of darkness. And they have power. They have jurisdictions. They have principalities. And when you go in there, they have power over you. Don't go there. All right? Hallelujah. Give no place to the devil. Walk in the light. Otherwise, you're going to be under another authority. And they will take authority over you. Hallelujah. Principality, the rank, dignity, or jurisdiction of a prince. All right. Satan and all of his devils They all have authority and they have jurisdiction. They have various powers. Yeah, absolutely. And if you lend yourself to them, they authorize, they exercise authority over you. Yes, they will. Hallelujah. Well, how can I do that, Pastor? Well, just be rebellious. And then them princes of darkness, they'll exercise authority over you. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. And you'll be saying, but I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. Hey! Well, what would you say, Pastor? Walk worthy. I mean, act like you're a son of God. Walk worthy of God who's called you to his kingdom. Rise up and take authority. I said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You savor not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Hallelujah. Quit ye like men. Thank you, Lord. Power denotes the inherent ability or the admitted right to rule. And just like God has all power, that's how the princes of darkness get their power. I gave it to them. All right. But he's given us power over all the power of the enemy. That's what he says. I believe it like that. So there shall nothing in no wise hurt thee. Hallelujah. Just keep yourselves in the love of God. All right. Praise the Lord. I get in trouble when I'm too specific, knowing. I don't know how not to do that, though. I live here. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that I can relate to you? Y'all know I know. Well, how is it, Pastor? You don't know how it is to press into the prayer house. I guess I don't think. we'll deceive ourselves any way we can. Oh, no. You know, wait. I just don't feel like doing all that stuff God wants me to do. Pastor Royce just don't know about that. Boy, we deceivers. Hallelujah. Come on. There is no temptation taking you, but that which is common to man. But God is faithful. He called you into the fellowship. He's faithful with the temptation to make a way of escape that you're able to bear. That's God's faithfulness. You find yourself in it, there's a way out of it. Praise the Lord. We must through, not around, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. The kingdom prepared for us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right. Going on in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. So Brother Kurt say he's going to let us hear the Belcher song. All right, all right. Praise the Lord. And Brother Richard, where is Brother Richard? Said he was going to see if we can get some new broadcasts on our iHeartMedia. All right, wouldn't that be good? Of course, there should be other ways that this brother can listen on his phone. Or I don't know if WSNR goes that far. I'll have to look and see. But anyway, there's a way that everybody can hear that wants to hear. Of course, if God don't want you to hear you, you won't hear. And we should lay that to heart, because here we are. And if we don't apply our hearts unto wisdom, then we'll not be partakers. All right? Praise the Lord. How shameful for us to have opportunity and not take it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For it pleased the Father, aren't you glad about it? That in him, who is him? Jesus Christ, should all fullness dwell. See, it says, it pleased God. Come on. Yeah. And this fullness have we all received? How about that? And grace for grace. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell in Jesus Christ, And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him, Jesus Christ, to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. He made reconciliation for the people. Hallelujah. In order to sanctify the people. Yeah, he suffered without the gate. In order to sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate. Thank you, Lord. Help us to take it in, Lord, to realize where you brought us from, who we are in you, O God, what our liberty is, and that we would walk in it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. All hearts and minds clear? All right. Everybody, we reconcile? Oh, I don't like the looks I get. Oh, we're doing God a favor, right? Yeah. Man, if I get put up with Terry today, I'll be doing God a favor. Huh? Praise the Lord. God loves Terry, y'all know. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Same way he loves you. Because he's God. Not because you're good. Because God is good. Do you know how good God is? Hallelujah. Brother David, pray for us.
Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the word of truth we just heard. Thank you. Oh, my God, may it fall on good ground, Lord. And thank you, Father, for your truth, Lord, which makes us free. Oh, Lord God, help us this day, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need to humble ourselves in your sight, Father, or you will humble us. So, oh God, we need to come clean before you, Lord, and oh God, help us not to be double-tongued, to speak one way in front of the congregation and another way when we are separate with each other. Help us.
Help, Lord.
Help, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Help us not to slander our neighbors. Help us, Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord, not to hold grudges. Oh, Lord Jesus, you've given us the power to forgive, Lord. So we were told we must forgive. We must forgive. You told us how many times, Lord. So, oh, God, we just have problem understanding, Lord. And even though a brother comes at us all day long, Lord, we still must forgive. And not hold anything against them. So we need your help, Lord. And we need to give no place to the devil. For he is the one that causes us to err. When we give heed to him and not to your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to not only hear your word, but to do your word, Lord. To be a doer of the word. And not a hearer only. For we deceive our own selves, my God. So help us, Father. We need you, Lord, always. We need you, Lord, to touch us and heal us. We need you, Lord. For the enemy has come against us, as you know. He's lifted up the head, Lord. And so we need you to stand up for our help, Father. And we trust and pray, Lord, that you will watch over us. You will be with us. You said you will never forsake us, even unto the end, that you will be our guide even unto death. And I believe that, Lord. So be with us today, Lord. Oh, what would you have us to do? Help us to do it, Lord, to be willing and obedient and to do all you would have us to do. Help us to work together as one. Help us to be one. I pray, Father, we need to be one. Let there be no divisions among us, Lord God. But let us be joined together in one. We need to be one. So thank you, Father, for all that you do. Thank you, Jesus, for being faithful and true. Oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly, Lord. Save us, Lord. Touch your people even now. Quicken us. Oh, God, be with those who are lonely and be with those who are behind prison walls, Lord God. Help them, Father. Help them to be steadfast, Lord, in the faith. And help them Help us all, Father. Give us what we need to endure, even unto the end. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Amen.
A couple of passages of Scripture out of Matthew. It says here, Jesus is asked the question, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And the second is out of the book of 1 John, chapter 5. It says here, Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Gino. Now, one place Paul said, Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Sometimes we just don't like to receive the truth. I'm up in my years, but I want to tell you that I never pulled a maneuver like that child. Of course, my dad didn't have education, but somehow he passed along to me not to do that. And there is a way. There is a way now. There is a way. Somebody tell you about your kids. Don't get excited. They're telling you the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. Now, the parents have responsibility for their children. But here we all have to put up with this, which is not a problem when, you know, things are being done right. I'm saying it right. I mean, you expect your kids to cut up and nobody say anything? And if they say something, you get excited. That's not right. That's not right at all. Absolutely not. You certainly wouldn't appreciate it if they came over there and whacked them for you. Now, my parents wouldn't mind. Absolutely. They said, get him. But we're done away with that. That's why they act like that. I did all kind of stuff when my dad wasn't looking at me. Not when if he was at, I wouldn't pull that stuff. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And what I say, you can believe me or not, if you're going to teach your children anything, you have to teach them how to sit down and shut up. That's the first move. If you can't teach them that, you probably won't succeed in anything else. And they can do it because I did. Yeah, they're smarter than I am. When my dad said sit down and shut up, that's what I did. Somehow today they think that we're requiring too much if we require parents to do that. Now, I know you're going to tell me, well, this situation, that situation. We all have situations. But still, it's the parents' responsibility to discipline their children. You certainly wouldn't like me to do it. No, you wouldn't. See? So here we go. Am I being mean?
No.
I'm not, but it might be perceived that way. Now, if the children want to get excited when I'm preaching and say hallelujah, I've got no problem with that. But when we're praying and they throw a fit, here's what my mom used to say. My mom, Mary, she said, is that child fed? Is he dry? You know, that belly full, pants dry. What's wrong? She said, just need a good whipping. That's how my mom did. She said, ain't nothing wrong with that child. Just need a good whip. Y'all wouldn't like her, would you? I mean, if they got food and they're dry, then what's the problem? Just need a good whip. All right? Now, understand this is a message of love. Please receive it like that. Hallelujah. I don't want to offend anybody. Praise the Lord. But understand, you know, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. But many times we esteem our children above the brethren. That's not right with God. Might be right with you, but not right with God. Or we esteem our grandchildren above, you know. Thank you, Lord. I went to the pool the other day and everything was picked up. I said, that's pretty good. Sometimes children go over there and things are not picked up. That's not good. Sometimes they come in here and things are not picked up. It's not the children's fault, though. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Of course, you expect Pastor Rice to pick up after himself. But when your grandkids come, they don't get to clean up. You don't even remind them. How about that? See, I'm in a heap of trouble. That's always that. Always that way. Always that, because if I talk, I'm talking about you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. All right, Neil. We want you to do right today, brother. Come on. You need to get started. You ain't starting right. How about war is me? That'd be good. Not every day, brother. War is me. Yeah. I've sinned and come short. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, I mean, he wants to use us. But he can raise up a rock. Moses is depicted as a meek man. Y'all know that, don't you? It's written in the book, so I believe it. But I'm telling you, they provoked a man, provoked a man, provoked a man, and he smote that rock. Yeah. He said, you rebels. And he was telling the truth. But God said, come on, Moses, you should have done that. Ah, come on. They were rebels now. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And they did provoke it. But Moses still paid the price. Praise the Lord. Of course, Moses didn't lose his inheritance. He just didn't get to lead them in. Hallelujah, but he'll be in the kingdom. Is that all right? Hallelujah. In fact, in a vision, Moses and Elijah were seen talking with Jesus. How about that? Glory, glory. And the smoke cleared and they saw Jesus only. That's what we want to talk about. Jesus only. Only Jesus. Is that all right? Now, I know folk are going to hear things different. I understand that. And all I can do is all I can do. Is that all right? I'm not going to please everybody. Because then I wouldn't be the servant of God. Right. Hallelujah. I'm inadequate. I'm frail. You know, I'm insufficient. Nevertheless, I'm a vessel of God. And so are you. All those things, nevertheless, you are the vessel of God. And he can work wonders through you. He has. And he will. He's going to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. And when he shall appear, we'll be like him. All right? Thank you, Lord. All hearts and minds clear? Now, if you have something for me, make sure you tell me. That'll make for peace. All right. Hallelujah. Don't tell. That Pastor Rice, that low-down bastard, he did. Don't do it like that. Your brother, you go tell it between you and your brother. All right? So I'm going to hold you to it, brother. Praise the Lord. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice. Lord bless you, brother. Sister Rose, as you faithfully go forth, standing fast in thy place and calling, and always magnifying and glorifying the Lord our God, as he lead us in this patient waiting for his soon and very soon coming. Maranatha, my brother, as you stand fast, Pastor Rice, stand fast, brother. Amen.